In the Maimar HaSheni, we're up to Ois Samach Tes, in his defense of the Hebrew language. Until now, we spoke about the vocabulary or the number of words in each language, defending the fact that our version of Hebrew is limited because we simply don't have all the words. In Samach Tes, the king presents the following question. Amar Kuzari, Tachlisecha b'zeh u'b'zul asai, shetishva aysa im zul asame halashaynes b'shleimus. What you've done is said that Hebrew is no worse than other languages in its in being complete. But ayeh hamayla hayisei rabba, where do you see in Lashon Kodesh a benefit? Aval yesh l'sroin l'zul asa aleha. The other languages are superior. Bishirim hamechubarim hanivnim halhanigunim. The other languages are superior in their symmetry, in their availability, or their use of words for poetry, for song. And the king is saying that it seems to him that the other languages are more deal better when it comes to song. So the Chavar here will defend. I feel to give an introduction to the Chavar from the words of the Abarbanel. This is not a well-known Abarbanel. I've quoted it in the past. People say, how'd you find it? I think I was just learning Yeshaya and I bumped into it the old-fashioned way. I don't recall anyone quoting it. But there is an Abarbanel in the fifth parak of Yeshaya. And not that I don't want to be Mitzi Laz, if I learned Yeshaya with all the Abarbanels. But the fifth parak of Yeshaya is a shir, Shira Nali Yadidi. It's a song. And the Abarbanel here, Re'isi Laidiecha, he says, I've seen fit to let you know an introduction regarding songs. He says there are three types of song, or three types of poetry, three types of constructions of shir. And he goes in what he considers to be from lowest to highest, the three levels. He says, "Ahaydar Rishayna Shenimtzei Leinu Menashir Shloisha Minim." My first introduction, is to tell you that there are three types of song. I'm quoting that word. I've underlined certain sections. He really elaborates more, trying to give an abridged version of what he says. Hamina Echad Nikru Charuzim. The expression Charuzim for the rhymes or the songs or the verses of a song really comes from charuzim shel dogim. We find in Elul Metzias lines of fish. Now what that means is they used to put the fish on a line and they used to hang them up. So each, if you want to have a nice display in the store, each one has five fish or whatever it is on each line. Charuzim are poetry that's made with equal numbers of rhyming syllables in each of the charuzim, so that we have no place in Tanakh any charuzim. There are no rhymes anywhere in Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. There are plenty of songs. There's Shir Aleyam, and Shir Es Devaira, and Shir Es David. There are Shir Es Hazinu. There are many shiras. Not one of them uses the method of rhymes in order to develop a shir. On the other hand, our Shabbos Miris, Yom Zeh Mechuba, they all have rhymes, and they all go. The style of a rhyme is to go with a similar number of syllables. For example, here I have Dro Yikra Beit Labeinu Imbas. So each stanza starts with a shiva and has the same number of syllables. Dir Royer Yikra Levain im bas. That's eight syllables. Ve yin sar chem ke mai va vas. Eight syllables. Ne im shim chem ve. I'm holding my breath every time. Ve loi yush bas. Again, eight. Each one is eight syllables. So that's the style of this type of poetry. Yeah. Charuzim. Stanzas, metered. They're metered, meaning they're measured. Yeah. Each one's a measured a stanza or a verse that has measured, a stanza has measured verses. And that's the style of song. It rhymes and it has a perfect symmetry to it. So he says that that type of song, Hamina Echad, he said, Nikru Charuzim, I'm quoting the Barbanel now, Vishem Shvilim Mesudarim, Meloshin Tzavarech B'Charuzim, the word Charuz comes from that expression, Lechein Loshin Charuzah Sheldogim, which I mentioned. Loimotzinu Dover Mizeh Hamin Mehashir B'Divrei HaNeviim. Says, this style of rhyme, you don't find anywhere in the words of the Neviim, Gam Loim Mechachmei HaTalmud, and also not in the time of the Shas. Ki haisa ledaiti haschalosai begolus bechachmei Yisrael, ashahayu ba'artzeh si yishma'elim shalomdu mimaseyem b'melechas hashir hazeh. It says that the Arabs, the Arab countries started this style of rhyme, v'gam bechachmei edoim b'loshin Latin, b'loshin loyaz, gaigoy b'loshaynai. He says this was started in the, I guess he means in the Middle Ages, as a style of song. Now, to us, that's the way it should be, right? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch Pitlow, right? So there's a certain symmetry to it. He says that's what he calls the lowest level. And this is, as we'll see in a moment, what the king is complaining, that the Hebrew language doesn't have this type of song. So he calls that the lowest level. A song which is a balance and has symmetry. Symmetry is something that has beauty in anything. And that's when I say lowest level, I don't mean it's bad. I just mean among the levels of shir, that's level one. Then he says, "Hamin hasheni mehashir." He amad medvarim she yizamru v'yenagnu aysam b'dayadam afa pishloi yadvarim b'mispar b'mishkal hadvarim u'b'shivu chalkeim. It's not like people will sing a song, and it doesn't necessarily have any type of balance or symmetry in the sections, but it's the song that gives it value. The nigun and the zemer gives it value. V'zeh hamin ha'isa shiras hayam. V'chin shiras davayra ha'isa mizeh hamin. V'gam shiras hazinu mizeh hamin haya. L'nagin ha'isa k'may sh'amar v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael s'chima b'fiyam. Very interesting. He says, at the yam, they didn't chant the shiras hayam, oz yashir, they sang it. It was a nigun. Same thing he said with Shiras Devayra. And interesting with Shiras Hazinu. He says Shiras Hazinu also was sung. It was sung with a tune. Which tune? So, every Lubavitcher will tell you it was the Lubavitcher Nigun in Shiras Hayam. Right? And the other Hasidim, right? Breslov will tell you it was a Breslov Nigun in Shiras Hayam. And now, no doubt they're all right. But it was a Nigun. That's the point. It was a song that's a higher level, and it doesn't have to have symmetry. A song can have beauty without symmetry because you can just make it fit. That's the second level. And what's higher than Shiras Hayam? Hamina Shlishi Me'ashir Heim Advarim. Now we're talking about things. No rhyme, no music, no melody. Heim Advarim Hanemorim Aderech HaGuzma V'Haflaga V'Dimoi the erech l'shabeach inyan echad oy leganoisai and l'simcha im lekina. Says things that use imagine that spark the imagination of the person that's listening. Echa yashva badad ir of asiyam haisa kalmana. No music, no rhyme, but the expression Yerushalayim sat desolate kalmana like a widow. That expression is what makes this type of shir significant, makes it important. In Yonai Lo'irer Halavavais, Lahape Hamides Vatchunais, Lachaze Kinyan Anirza, Lamitai Bereib Devarim Visipurim Vitairim Rabbim. We say Shir Ashirim, we say all the songs are Kaidesh, and Shir Ashirim is Kaidesh Kadashim. Shir Ashirim is not sang, you don't sing it with a niggin, the Gemara says it's us that sing Shir Ashirim with a niggin. Shir Ashirim doesn't rhyme. The beautiful expressions of love, beautiful expressions of longing, and that's really what's the highest level of shir. What metaphors, mishalim, and that idea, using that method, And he says afterwards, not every word is literally true. We spoke yesterday about the goats that went skiing down Ha'ashagosh and Maharagilan. It doesn't mean that they actually did. It just means that it's a poetic expression. There's poetic license. There's a person in poetry sometimes says things that are not exactly so. We mentioned here in the past that the on Yom Kippur, when we say when we talk about the Asara Rugei Malchus, as if they all live in the same time, it's not so. It's poetic license. In a poetic form, the 10 of them got together and they asked Rabbi Shmuel Kain Golot to go upstairs and say, Gzerihi Melefanai. It didn't happen. It's a poetic expression of true values, of things that are so. So he says that's the highest level. And the reason, which we're going to see here in the Kuzari, the reason that's the highest level is because it speaks to the intellect. Rhyme, melody, speak to the heart. And they're chashev. But a form of poetry that speaks to the brain, that speaks to the imagination, to the creative side of a human being, that's the highest of the levels of shir, and that's shir hashirim, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, more than Shiras Hayam, more than Shiras Devaira, etc.
Why weren't those Shiras, if they're the Torah, why weren't they written in the highest form?
Things that are in a good form also have value. Not everything is in the highest form.
Nothing is greater than the Torah.
Nothing's greater than the Torah. The Torah employs certain methods sometimes and other methods other times within the Torah. It's why a Kadosh Baruch Hu chose? I don't know. Well, Shiras Hayam, that's what the people did. Shiras Devara, that's what the people did. I would guess, generally speaking, that when you have a large group of people and you want to break into song spontaneously, it's very hard to do it with a highly intellectual form of song. It's much easier with a nigun and with things that inspire. Sometimes you need to inspire people, and sometimes you need to send a message to people, and they're two different things. So that is that's the idea. I was at a wedding this week. They had a nigun for Yehei Shmei Rabba, which was just awful, just awful. I condensed to it. Yehei Shmei Rabba. If you didn't use your brain, you could, but they have this nigun Yehei Shmei Rabba, which is just terrible. Yehei Shmei Rabba. They were singing it to a nigun that was obvious that nobody knew what it was talking about. I remember when I was a boy, they had a nigun for Yotza Yashuv Lad Masaybi Amhu Avdosh. The nice of it, talking about people dying, they had this cheerful nigun. It was something like that. I remember my kids were once playing a song, Ma, 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 was the refrain. I was sure it was about his mother. I showed the song about his mother. He said, no, it's Ma Taivu. Ma Taivu, Ma, Ma, Ma. That's how you sing it. So sometimes it's something else. I don't know. Anyway, this is the point. Now let's see how the Kuzari presents this. What's upside down?
Right, you know, like the second maybe should be the highest, because, you know, like anytime it was grandma, there was a very high level of prophecy, then it was expressed in the form of song. You know, like Sherevin before he died.
He sang?
Hazinu
is Musa, really. Yeah, you're right. Hazinu is, but the brachas are not. All right, I'm marabokim anilach. I'm telling you, Barbanel makes the point, at least in his opinion, that the more purely intellectual it is, the creativity in the intellectual is. Now let's see how he presents it. He's trying to defend Lashon Kodesh as being less usable in poetry. He says, "Amar Achaver and Ayin Kavar is barely ki anugunim einin tzrichin al mishkol b'dibor." He says to have mishkol, to have what we call metered song, where each the number of syllables are equal. When you say it, it's not so important. V'shavrik v'hamale yichaylin l'nagein b'haydu l'Hashem kitayv b'nigun lois in the flies k'day lois. Now he's saying is the following. The song, the Halal HaGadol, is not what we say in Rosh Chodesh. People think Halal HaGadol, oh, that's what we say in Rosh Chodesh. No. That's called Halal Mitzroy, the Halal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Halal HaGadol is Simen Kof Lamed Vav. It's Ahidu Hashem Kitayv, Kilayim Chastai, all the 26, I think, 26 lines. Now, Ki La'ilam Chastai and Laisin the Flais Kedas Levade don't have the same number of syllables. He says, when you say it, you can always squeeze it in. I mean, can't squeeze in 13 syllables, like 6 syllables. But if it's 7 syllables and 9 syllables and you're singing it, you can compensate. It doesn't need perfect symmetry. Zel b'negunim bali ha-maisim. And that's in the song of bali ha-maisim, of things that are given over orally. Avol b'shir menekrom ansharia v'im ha-cheruzim ha-amurim. In the poetry which is written, which has a beautiful number of connections of syllables, because Chazal or the Torah, the Vayim Ksuvim, when they wanted to express song, they wanted something more. Omar Akuzar Yomahu. What is that thing more? So I guess we'll leave Ayin Beis for next week. But the point is, this song is written to be given over Baal Peh. All of Torah Shebiksav makes little sense without Torah Shabbat Peh. And the same thing with all of the songs were given over to be given over with words. The point he's going to make now, among a few points, but the primary point he's making is that if you want to give something over properly, you say it. When you say it, he explains your expressions, your facial expressions, and the way you say it, the modulation of the voice, all this delivers a message better than poetry. That's the point that he's going to make, and that we'll learn next week. I think next week is...